time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, there it is. We back another week. You already know. We here, we chilling, we talking shit. It's feeling good. Feeling good, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Feeling great, feeling good.
What's going on with you?
Man, you know, living life, enjoying the sunshine, making the best out of these days. Helping young people, you know what I'm saying, advance their careers. What else is good with me?
It's got to be fulfilling.
Yeah, I mean, it's fulfilling, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you also got to get your own shit together, too. So I'm in the middle of that, you know, as usual. You know, we've been doing this for some years, you know what I'm saying? People know I be constantly getting my shit together.
Right. Always adjusting.
Perpetual motion.
Yeah, like a rolly.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what's up. I'm enjoying these mild August weather days. This shit has been all right.
Did I broke shit down for you?
Yeah, shit got bearable. It's, you know, back outside walking around again in the world without, you know, feeling like a nigga oppressed. You know what I'm saying? Shit is all right. Shit is all right. But, yeah, man.
It's that August, you know, take a walk in the evening weather.
Yeah. That's one of the nice things about the summer. That good evening, quiet block walk, you know? Yeah. Or motherfuckers outside, you know, but it's still a quiet, you know what I mean? Even if motherfuckers is gathered, it's a different type of calm.
Yeah. Niggas is tired from work. Niggas is woe out. Niggas is
from work. And humidity, and you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot of work just to get to work. So,
nigga,
I know by the time niggas get home, boy, they be like, you know?
Man.
You look like them mamas on them 70s shows and shit after work, you know?
Just overburdened. Woo!
It's like,
coming through. Florida Evans.
Florida Evans, Cooley High, you know, the what's happening. But on Cooley High, the mama, you know, she worked all them jobs, and, you know, she was coming home to whoop their ass. Like, you know, I'm going to beat you when I get home. Mm-hmm. By the time she got home, she was sleeping in the chair with the belt in her hand.
That's crazy. I haven't seen that shit in a long time.
Don't wore your mama out.
Yeah. Yeah, New York is a wear out, brother. That's a good transition to one of my grievances. I got some grievances, man. I hate to go up front with it, but I feel a way, man. Look, man. I was just having a conversation with somebody saying that, you know, New York is fucking hardship disguised as lifestyle, B. You know what I mean? It's a lot of adversity in this motherfucker, man. I tell you. So, most recently, you know, I'm a driver. And I feel like New York don't really respect the driver, especially New York City. Right? There's all types of shit. The sheds, the fucking city bikes, all of that other shit, right? So, now, like, I had heard the rumblings about a year or two ago, but then I met with somebody and they told me they working on the plan, but they're gonna institute this fucking congestion tax toll, or this congestion toll in New York.
Are they putting up a toll on niggas?
Yeah, they put up a toll on niggas, exactly. Because I do feel like it's a little bit of low key redlining, but you know it is what it is. Below 60th Street. You coming into below 60th Street now, they calling that the City Business District. Below 60th Street, all the way to the end of Manhattan, which sound like some bullshit to me, first of all. Below 60th, all right, whatever. below 60th Street, all the way to the end of that shit, that's the city business district. All right, whatever. It's debatable. Got to pay a toll to go up in that motherfucker. Now, when I first heard about it, I thought that it was like, you know, congested. So I figured maybe it'd just be during rush hour times. You know what I mean? Like early, late. Nah, this shit 24 hours. And I don't think they've settled on how much it's going to cost. And obviously, I think different zones have to pay other shit. But it's anywhere from $9 to $23 to go into the motherfucking city, man. Now, you could drive out the city, you know what I mean, and they don't tax you. It's on some Jersey type shit. So if you coming from 60th and you go up to Harlem, when you come back down, you're going to have to, they're going to hit you. I think people that live below 60th Street will get some type of tax credit that offset whatever they got to pay for the tolls, which is some bullshit because I'm curious what they're going to do for the people above 60th Street, you know. And shit, I work below 60th Street often, a lot, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, y'all niggas is getting in my pocket just for having a car. And they, you know, and obviously this is all the MTA because the MTA is trying to get people back on the train because the train is like at least 40% less people, you know what I mean, since the pandemic and whatever, whatever. And I mean, the MTA always with their hand out and shit, talking about, yo, we need more money, we struggling, you know, real crackheaded. You know what I mean? But you never see where the shit applies or whatever the fuck. So it just got me real sick right now, man. I'm just, it's just, man, fucking New York City, man. I swear, dog. That's, you know what I mean? That's it, man. It's just, I've been wanting to get this shit off. This might be the third time I done got it off my chest, so it might not be as heavy, but I swear, that day I had that information, I was real upset. And the person that told me this is their job, you know what I'm saying? But I looked at them as an op. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy they're getting money and shit like that. But you in cahoots with the jucks. You know what I'm saying? You so that kind of, I'd be lying if I say it didn't put a strain on the relationship. You know what I'm saying? But I know this might be over your head somewhat, but your name is on the motherfucking paperwork and shit. He told me there's still fucking a few town halls. I don't think it's like to the point to where the town hall can stop anything, but I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of want to go to a town hall, nigga. Let my voice be heard.
That's your civic duty, nigga. Yeah. You feeling some type of way, you need to take this to the town hall.
Yep. So you might see me on one of these little, on New York One.
Record it and bring it back, man. We'll play it back for the people.
There you go. Grievances.
I mean, I'm reading an article on it right now. It says New Yorkers are currently feeling deep economic pain with unbearable taxes, inflation hitting new highs, food and gas prices skyrocketing, and they are now forced to pick between putting food on the table or paying their energy bill. Yet at a time when they need financial help the most, Kathy Hochul wants to turn the screws on struggling New Yorkers upward another $34.50 a day. God damn. $34.50? That's what they talking about for this toll? That's a toll?
No, I don't know where that $34.50 coming from. That might be a cumulative all this
it's,
shit.
It's saying going. That's right. Last week, MTA released this plan to begin congesting prices. Yep. Charging up to $34.50 per day for drivers traveling south of 60th Street in Manhattan.
Bullshit. Kathy, she don't even live in the city. She up there somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know, man. She slid in, you know, off the Cuomo shit. So, you know, when niggas ain't even vote for her. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, this is... Feel away, man.
Yeah, man.
So hopefully, maybe this shit could be overturned or whatever, but it don't look good. Look good, man.
I got a feeling they're going to try that in the A, too.
Yeah, they piloted out here. They might start hitting everybody with some congestion shit. And the fucked up thing is, I saw some shit where it's going to really impact uptown a lot because I don't know if it's some, like, little... you know, get arounds, but the way they were talking about it was like, it's going to put like about 800 more people on the George Washington Bridge, about 150 more people on the West Side Highway, about 100 more people on the Harlem River Drive, like, just because people going to be trying to get around during the rush hour or some shit like that. So that's going to, that's a whole lot of, way more traffic. Travel time is going to be increased. Then, you know, they talking all this congestion is supposed to be good for the, you know, the earth and all of that, the environment. We going to get fucking shitted on with all the all these new cars on the road up here, because I wound up going to like a little climate and a little climate change Harlem Week event.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how motherfucker get when you get a little bit of information. But it's so much wild shit how they, you know, like there is, you know, like you don't even realize how discriminatory, or not even discriminatory, that's not even a word, but just how certain things affect communities of color, but then communities that aren't, you know, lower income situations, like certain places like in the Bronx, like even this is some shit I gotta look it up, but they were like, if it's like 90 degrees in Midtown, it could feel 119 degrees in the South Bronx. I don't know how that shit happens, but there's something going on. Now I'll tell you something else that that's a little, I don't know how that one happens, but they dropped that one and I was like, that's interesting. I'm gonna have to research that. I probably shouldn't even brought that forth before I researched it, but y'all go ahead and do your own Googles. But there's also some shit where they talking about, you know, I think there's 6 bus depots or maybe 7 bus depots. 6 of the 7 are all uptown. You know what I mean? And obviously things have gotten a little better, but this was like maybe 10 years ago, they were putting up the most recent one and they were going to put it right across the street from a school on 133rd. And they sued the MTA like, yo, y'all can't do that. They lost. But one of the concessions was on little bus shelters, they had to put that diesel fuel from buses cause cancer, kind of on some cigarette type shit. So they had to put that on. And then later they kind of went to hybrid. And then ultimately they've moved to electric buses. I think it's all the way 100% and all over the city. But that was based off of back and forth legal battles with the people uptown. You know what I mean? Trying to, you know, get some relief with all of this, the bullshit. So anyway, man, you know, it just seems like it's another example of motherfuckers shitting on people. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's like 60th and below. Y'all all right. Don't worry about this. You know what I'm saying? I'm
rambling right now. All the good Midtown Richies ain't got to worry about
it. Yeah. Yeah, y'all will be all right. Don't even worry about it. This ain't going to fall on y'all.
You little outskirters. Mm-hmm. Get your pockets together.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hold this burden. Anyway, man. Yep. So that's a grievance. I think that's probably the only grievance I got today. I hate to crack it off with a grievance because I'm feeling good otherwise. But that shit had me tight. I might have literally talked about that shit about 4 times this week.
Yeah, with anybody that listen. That shit is tough when motherfuckers attack you and your pockets.
Yeah, man. Like, come on now. What we doing now? What is going on now? Anyway. So, yeah, man. It is what it is. Other than that, again, it's not that hot. Let me try to vacillate back to a more positive.
Well, I mean, on a positive, you know, bounce out positive of New York. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
You know, I'm acclimating to the A pretty nicely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have no congestion tax. There is congestion, but I don't really run into it because, you know, I move in a way that's opposite of the traffic. So,
right.
You know, I don't get to hit it that often. So, it's all good. My daughter's in the second week in school. It's making friends and, you know.
Yeah. How's she liking it?
She's loving it, you know.
Oh, that's great.
you know, I'm glad she's getting, you know, some good black experience. You know, cause she, you know, she went to a school that was pretty mixed. So, you know, but it wasn't like that black experience, you know what I'm saying? It was still majority other, but it wasn't a full black, you know, her peer group was, you know, half and half pretty much. But here is 100%. So, you know, there have been some black ass things that have happened at the school.
Like what?
Like, you know, first day of school, you know, a tatted up junior is cussing out the French teacher.
Cussing out the French teacher? The French teacher? Yeah. Pardon my French. Go ahead.
You know what that's all about, though. You know, niggas don't want to be there, you know. They should kick me out. Let me go home.
Right.
Because I don't want to be here. But, you know, that goes with the program. You know, another black ass thing that has happened. You know, one of the math teacher was flat ironing her hair first period in the class while she's teaching.
Wow, that's hilarious. That's funny. Damn,
that's some black ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
That is hilarious. Yeah, that's super black. Yeah,
ultra black.
Yeah,
but. You know, when I look at it from a grander perspective, I know those things seem pretty odd and out of place. But the program that they're running is pretty good. I like the program that they're running. And I like that, you know, a lot of times when you're not in a black environment in your schools and you're just, you know, you have your white friend group and, you know, you're chilling, you start to look at the black experience from an outsider's perspective, you know what I'm saying? So you tend to look at it from, you know, here's how me and my white friends talk about this experience. This is the things that they pull out and feel like these are the important things to talk about. And sometimes, you know, that, again, puts you in an outsider's perspective of your own experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad she's getting to see it for herself, you know what I'm saying, with her own group of people, to be able to see that experience for herself. So now you can identify shit for what it is and not romanticize it for what people think it is, you know what I mean? So like, you know, if you see the tatted up 11th grader cussing out the teacher, you know what I'm saying, you might encounter that tatted up 11th grader in another form and be like, oh, that's a cool motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that nigga cool. But when you got to sit with him in class and you realize he can't read and, you know what I'm saying, he cussing the teacher out to get thrown out, then you look at that in a whole different manner. It's like, ah, this nigga, this ain't it, you know? So, you know, again, I'm glad she's getting to see some of this stuff up close and from a perspective of being in it and around your own folk. And which is exactly what she wanted. So.
That's cool.
But, you know, other than that, you know, everything is settling in, you know what I'm saying, moving into a new space, beginning of the month. So excited about that. You know, shit, that's that.
Has your son started college yet?
Starts in September, September 20-something.
Oh, okay. You got a minute. Oh, okay. All right. Bad. So he's chilling for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be another thing to get him, you know, up in school and ready to go. But, you know, the A is pretty cool, you know, getting settled in. I told my daughter I was going to join the PTA.
PTA? Okay.
But I was like, I'm going to be the president of the PTA Association at some point.
That's funny. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that a threat or is that a goal?
No, that's a goal. That's a goal.
Okay. All right.
The good thing about going to school with black people and dealing with black people is black people know the different kinds of black people. You know what I'm saying? White people don't know the different kinds of black people. White people think, you know, okay, you blacks all the same. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then even when they know it's different, they don't really know how to tell the difference. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Case in point. I was going to a house party one time. I'm black, 6'2", and some change. I have on some Ferragamo dress shoes. You know what I'm saying? I have a blazer and an overcoat. It's cold. It's Christmas. It's like New Year's Eve or something like that. And I'm coming up to this house. You know, white folks invited me to a party. Coming up to the house, and this couple was leaving out of the house as I was coming in the gate to the house,
mm-hmm.
walking up the little walkway to the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman saw me. And froze mm-hmm. like a deer. Like,
yeah.
The boyfriend or husband or whatever, he was coming out behind her.
Uh-huh.
He looked up, saw her with her hands in the uh-huh. air, like,
like, don't shoot.
This nigga, yeah, like, don't shoot. This nigga
uh-huh.
steps back in the house, closed the door.
On his lady.
On his lady. Left her out there on the porch.
Damn.
I said,
And walked in.
Walked right past them. They was just frozen in fear. But I'm like, look at guys. Look at me. I have on Ferragamo shoes.
right.
I have on an overcoat and I'm drinking a cup of coffee. Like, I am not the prototype for the nigga that's gonna rob you.
Yeah.
You had to know the difference between the different kind of black people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you're going to be racist mm-hmm. and judgmental,
mm-hmm.
know the difference. So,
you know, racism isn't known for its nuance, but.
Yeah, no doubt. I just had to throw that
in. Go ahead.
You're dealing with blacks. Blacks know the different kinds of blacks. So, you know what I'm saying? You move in a manner of comfortability, be knowing that they know, okay, yeah, he one of them kind of blacks. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, and if you got a problem, if they do have a miscommunication of the type of black that you is, it's easily rectified by a little conversation. Blah, 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 bang, bing. Couple of vocabulary mm-hmm. words, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing.
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so don't play with my child. And, you know, and so we went to the open house. This is a moment in Black Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the open house.
This is current.
Current, the black school.
Gotcha.
So we went to the open house before she got started. And and we didn't all the way have our register yet because we didn't all the way, you know what I'm saying, have our paperwork together yet. So we, you know, we was in on a provisional scenario. So most of the people there was there to, you know, get their locker and, you know, sign up and do all the kind of other shit. So, you know, we ain't had none of that shit to do. So we just walked around the school, you know, just took a tour, self-guided, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we went into it was one classroom. It was all, they had it all these lights and it was nice looking in there and it was all cool. And I was like, let's go in there. And then boom. It was the graphics lab. You know, my daughter liked to do art and shit, boom. So she was like, I need to be in here. Cool. Talk to the teacher. You know what I'm saying? Teacher, you know, the teacher trying to size you up, figure you out. You know what I'm saying? Told about the class, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Then she saw my son. He was like, you know, what do you do? You coming to school here? He's like, nah, I graduated. I'm going to college. He told her, boom, boom, boom. So, you know, upon further inspection, she realized she was dealing with a family that was, you know, in on the educational process. Like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are good people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then there was a conversation. And then we met the science teacher. You know, she was talking. We didn't know if she was going to be the teacher or not. But, you know, you got to hit her with the good old school black people stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, boom. She like, hey, how you doing? Woo. You know, if you're in my class, it's going to be good. But if you're in any class, it's going to be good. But I was like, but if you see her in the hall acting up, make sure you let me know. You know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
black people love that kind of talk because they understand that you care. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They understand that you care when you talk like that.
Mm-hmm. You invested.
You invested. You in on the old school. It takes a village. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when she started school, boom, she was in both of those teachers. Actually, the three teachers that we had encounters with, she had all those teachers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so for her to walk into school, and then the science teacher's like, oh, hey, baby, it's good to see you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To my class. See, that won't happen in no white school. You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby, right. Good to see you. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you're here. That ain't happening. Like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Sit your ass down. What's your name again? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
You know? So just little stuff like that. Like, little stuff like, you know, boom, this particular teacher, she remind me of my auntie. You know what I'm saying? Like, in New York, you don't really get that because, you know, her all our family down here in the South. So you ain't going to really run into people that remind you of your people. So, it, you know what I'm saying? It just adds another layer to the process that you never knew you needed till you're in the middle of it.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you might not really be able to, I mean, you could. Have you noticed, I don't know if it's because I'm older, and you're looking at things differently, but I don't remember teachers looking as good as they look now back then. It might be few and far between, but like even when you said this teacher reminded you of an auntie, and an auntie is still in the demo, but like there's like when you talked about the math teacher flat ironing their hair, that sounds like that's part of the new profile of teachers. So I'm seeing a lot of new teachers that are like, you know, they throwing that shit on. They looking like, you know, look, they coming from the classroom to compound. Like, it's a thing. Like, it's a whole different vibe. It's not teacherly. It don't look, and not to say you can't teach and look great, because you could do that. But it's a new look. It's a new youthful, young, exuberant, not like conservative, older, stoic, you know what I'm saying, mousy. This is a different thing. This is a different thing. Maybe I'm seeing a lot of these teachers on Instagram.
So maybe the Instagram teachers, you know, they're a little bit.
I'm just saying, from your sampling, from what you've been seeing out here, this old black school, how does it look as compared to when you were a youth going to a black school? Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
No, I do know. I know some hot girl teachers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know many. I know one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
One of my sister friends. She be on Instagram. She the principal. I'm like, damn, that's a hot.
Right.
She a hot girl principal.
Right.
I think it's just the time. It's like, you know, when you in social media and you're seeing. Basically, you're seeing the highlight reels, the best ofs, and then you take the best ofs out of the whole crew, and then you get, okay, these motherfuckers is looking like this nowadays.
Right.
Grandmas ain't looking like grandmas no more.
Right.
Because this era, lifestyle is different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Back then, you know, our culture, you know, you had... And to extent, it's still this way. You got, you know, you got work, you got church, you know, then you got, you know what I'm saying, your general social occasions on the Saturdays and Sundays, and then you go back to work. Now, you know what I'm saying, people who have the license to do more things at older ages, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, a lot of times you get to see, okay, well, shit. On Housewives or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You got these real grown women still going out together as friends and going to all of the new restaurants and shit like that. And then when you're in the restaurants in Atlanta, you're in the fly restaurants, you will see a group of 50-somethings, you know what I'm saying, close to 60, all together with their high heels on, dressed up, looking good. and out in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think of 50-something, 60, in our days, shit, they was retired.
You think of 30-something back in the day, 40, niggas had on slacks.
Yeah, niggas were retired from all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hard bottoms and shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My grandma was out the game, 40, 43 or some shit like that.
Right, right.
She was done.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that has a lot to do with it. It's funny, somebody, we had a conversation, somebody was saying that this would probably be, you know, old folks' homes, there's going to be old heads in there playing video games and, you know, listening to Biggie. You know? So, this is...
Dude, they got new shit now. It's like, I passed by a community.
Mm-hmm.
How, like a subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
Subdivision for like 55 plus.
Right.
And I felt some kind of way. I'm like, 55, that's it? Like...
Right.
Yeah, I ain't that far off from that.
Right, 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 yeah.
But that feels like a little early to be, you know what I'm saying, checking in, you know what I'm saying, the old folks facility.
I guess now, it ain't the old folks facility no more, so, you know.
You know what I'm saying? They already say the old, even the old folks facility, they getting more STDs than anybody.
Yeah, yeah, come on now.
Cause they ain't with all that. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourself. They're like, shit, nigga, I'm 80 years old. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Whatever. Everything terminal at this point.
Exactly.
But it is what it is. Shit.
But you think about it, it'd be like, you know, what the fuck? What's in there? Like, what are y'all doing?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, life's still going on out here, but what are y'all doing in there? I want to know.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's like old head college. I think it's, without classes. I think that's what it is. I think that's a campus. I think these young old people in there having it. I think, you know what I mean? I think it's kind of overlooked. It might be like some real mature hedonism. Like, if you don't know, you don't know until you know. You like, oh shit. Like you said, they haven't all, you know, we've been hearing that about the whole STDs. Well, how they getting them STDs? Shit getting wild. Shit getting crazy. They doing little things. They got activities. They got, you know, who knows what's going on? Who knows what's going on? But they're getting to it. I'm not shit. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if it's a lot wilder than we think.
I think that if aging community shit is something to look at as far as investing, because, you know, a lot of people out here, you know, they take in lifestyle. Like you said, you know, all these, you know, everybody looking younger, everybody behaving in a way, in a manner of younger, you know, a demographic. It's a lot of people foregoing, you know, getting into long-term, serious, monogamous relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're playing the odds, you know, I'm just looking, you know, everybody moving around, you know, prolonging, you know, parenthood and, you know, opting out of owning homes to be free to move about. And, you know, be in the hot place for the hot time. Traveling, traveling solo, all that good shit.
They got money. Yeah, they got money. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably going to be a lot of singles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Getting older. They're going to be looking for somewhere to have it.
Yeah, yeah.
And also have a nurse on standby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. A little defibrillator.
Yeah.
In the cut. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey. Yeah, we get you right back.
That nigga might need an old folk community.
Mm-hmm. Could be it. That might be the new complex. That might be it.
The motherfucking clubhouse got a club and a stripper pole.
Right.
Yeah.
See, all of that.
You know what I'm saying?
All of that.
On-site dispensary for meds and weed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hmm.
Man, come on.
This might
be. I bet you that shit is going on already. But yeah, nah, that's a market. That's a market.
A whole a bodega inside of the spot that got the pens and all that good shit. And rubbers, just in case you don't want to go out with syphilis.
Right, 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 right. Damn. Depends and rubbers.
That is a hell of a mixtape. Yeah, man, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. These old motherfuckers today. I'm old, but I ain't dead. You know what I mean? That's the motto. That's the motto. Shit, life is for the living. We out here. You know what I'm saying? Shit, after parties, after the funeral. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we gotta do it. We gotta do it for Eleanor. Eleanor wouldn't have wanted to go like this. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracked.
Eleanor no more. That shit finna be. What's one of these new names and shit?
Mm-hmm.
What's a young name?
A new name or a young name? Or young for 55? Taisha Young for 55.
What was a new name from your era? It ain't gonna be Eleanor. It's gonna be Stacy. Nicole.
Yeah, Stacy, Jayla, Taisha. Like I said, Taisha.
Taisha. That's what it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. You know, Eleanor. Taisha. Well, you know you're supposed to be taking your man.
I ain't see you at dialysis, Taisha. Nigga, I ain't go today. I ain't fuck all of that. I go tomorrow, ain't shit.
I'm in the club. Holla at me. They got
shit. If I die, I die. Speaking of old shit though, I will say this. I just saw news that they're gonna now start selling hearing aids over the counter. Kind of like reading glasses.
Mm.
And, you know, for the last few months, I've been saying I got to go get my ears checked. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, I hope I'm not losing my hearing, but, like, I might be abusing my hearing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try not to listen to shit too loud, but I definitely have become somebody say that again. One of those type of niggas, and that's scaring me. You know, it's air conditioning season, so it's not uncommon to have the TV on 100 because the air conditioner sound like the A-Train. But, you know, when the AC off, that shit, I still get up to about 60. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a little concerned, so I need to see what's what. I've had a couple of them little, you know, where they say, you know, the iPhone will tell you, yo, man, your decibels is a little crazy, my nigga. You need to fall back. I've had a couple of those warnings. So, and then my grandfather had, you know, he lost his hearing, or he was losing his hearing. He used to hide his hearing, and he never went away. He was too proud. So, but there was also the thought that he was fronting, because he could hear when he wanted to hear. But when he ain't want to hear, he act like he couldn't hear. So, you know what I'm saying? That's also one of the benefits of coming to get old. People just kind of just assume that you can't hear shit. You still ear hustling. You know what I'm saying? And when you don't want to be involved, you just fake tune out on these motherfuckers. But, yeah, they're going to have over-the-counter hearing aids. Exactly. Turn her shit off. Like, she can't hear shit. Stop it. That's for show. That is for show. That shit don't even work, that hearing aid. That's for you. That's for your benefit. That's it, man. See about it. How's your hearing? You got good hearing?
I can't say my hearing is, I mean, I don't got no problems with it.
Okay. We're trying to.
I worry more about my sense of smell than my
hearing. Really?
Yeah, because I don't.
Oh, since COVID or prior to COVID?
No, prior to, I mean, my shit ain't like, you know, sometimes people like, you be smelling everything. I don't smell everything. I smell, but I don't be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My wife, she be like, she be on it.
Right. Yeah, yeah, nah.
Got that kind of smell.
I think women have better senses of smell than men. I think.
They be on it.
Yeah. That should be
like hound dog.
What's that, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But my hearing is pretty cool. I ain't never had no problems with it. It's ironic because I was listening to the radio this morning and the Tank was talking about his hearing challenge.
I saw that. I ain't watch it, but I've been hearing that. I heard when he first announced it. Yeah, he's been losing his hearing.
Yeah, he can't hear in one ear now and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was concerning.
I think Q-Tip might be deaf in one ear. or can't hear one ear from like a long time ago. I think. Let me not put those fucking slander out here.
Put that on tip.
No libel. Yeah.
I heard you loud and clear.
I heard you loud and to the right. Yeah, on the right side. On the mono tip.
On the mono tip.
You know, I heard that shit you said. But I think so. And then there's, you never seen that movie Sound of Metal?
Nah.
That's a good ass movie, but it's basically about this drummer, this rock and roll drummer, who's losing his hearing. You know what I'm saying? And he's going deaf. You know what I mean? Like, and it's this nigga's a drummer. So he need, you know, shit. So he thinking he gonna just go get a little, he gonna go get a, you know, like a quick operation or something to restore his hearing. He think it's salvageable, but turns out it's not. And, you know, he's going to be going deaf. So they put him like in the deaf community to kind of get acclimated to living as a deaf person. You know what I'm saying? And he like, and it's like the transition, like he's fighting it. He's not accepting it. You know, he still feels like there's like another surgery. You know how there's always the other surgery that this doctor can't do it, but you know, I heard there's a doctor out here who's supposed to be the best, but it costs double. You know what I'm saying? But still, it's not guaranteed. So this nigga's living with the deaf people, and he's also like in recovery too. So he's kind of trying not to get triggered to start using again. You know what I mean? By this whole traumatic experience. So he's kind of in this whole like community of deaf people. He ain't really, you know, he's not accepted it, so he don't see them as his people. He just see it was a bunch of deaf people he kicking it with. You know what I'm saying? He talking shit behind their back. You know what I mean? With his hand over his mouth. But so he got a bunch of like equipment and all types of shit. So he sells like all his equipment, and he goes and gets the deluxe surgery. And that shit, nah, it ain't doing it. That shit coming in mad tinny. You know what I mean? There's a lot of feedback. Like, the shit is nasty. He got, like, a little pirate radio in his head. And he's out of range. Yeah, shit sound wild, out of range. They're like, a little fucked up-ass walkie-talkie. So now he's devastated and broke and deaf. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, like, you know, the deaf motherfucker's like, I told you. Like, there's one deaf cat who's, like, the head of the whole shit. He's upset with him. You know what I mean? Like, dog, you lied to me. You dipped off. Because the thing is, he told him from the door, like, look, this is it. You know what I'm saying? You got to get used to it. You know, we're going to fuck with you. We're going to fuck with you as, like, one of us. Don't be trying to switch sides on us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, we trying to bring you in. Now you done duped us all trying to go, you know what I mean? So then he winds up getting kicked out of the community.
And then
he got kicked up out of that shit. I'm fucking the whole movie up. If y'all ain't seen it by now, y'all probably wasn't going to watch it. Anyway, so then, you know, I'm not going to give you the very last scene. But, yeah, it's a hell of a movie. It was a really good movie. I saw that shit. It got the kid, my man from, what's my man from? The Night Of. He was in The Night Of. He was the lead. Rez Ahmad, I think his name is. Yeah, he killed that shit. Yeah. It's worth checking out.
Okay.
You know, yeah, it's worth checking out.
I don't know if I told you about the deaf dudes I saw in Rolling Loud. Did I talk about that?
Nah, talk about them.
Well, we was, you know, fucking around trying to get another credential. You know, mm-hmm. You know how that be. You know, mm-hmm. Waiting at the credential spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a black guy and a white guy that looked like Action Bronson.
Okay.
I thought it was Action Bronson because he was a fat dude with little bitty feet. And then when I saw Action Bronson, that's what I noticed. I saw Action Bronson walking through the airport in Austin one time.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, that guy is real big, and but his feet don't look like they could hold him up.
Yeah.
So this guy had those same kind of feet, but he was with a black guy. I was like, hey, maybe that's Action Bronson. Well, why would Action Bronson be over here waiting on a credential? Anyway.
Right.
Then I look upon further inspection. Nah, that ain't no damn Action Bronson.
Matty Matheson. Okay, no.
But him and the black dude was talking sign language and shit. But what struck me was they was doing that shit, but it looked cool. They was talking, it looked like it was talking slang. Like, I don't know how, what sign language supposed to look like, but.
Like it was like italicized.
Yeah, the sign language they was doing looked like they was talking some jive talk. Like, nigga, shit, motherfucker, God, damn. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was, I'm like, these niggas look cool as fuck doing they sign language. So now I'm paying attention to them. So I see, you know, the dude, he had on a hat with a logo on it, you know what I'm saying? But at first, I wasn't paying attention, but I'm trying to see if I could get some, you know, send some identifiers as to what these motherfuckers into. And so the guy, his hat said definitely dope, like, but spelled deaf. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, shit. And then so I Googled that shit, definitely dope. And then he's the founder of Definitely Dope. And they do the concert, sign language for the concerts and shit.
I was about to ask you, because them motherfuckers, they be going crazy. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
And so they do that shit. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like, man, we need to interview this nigga. So I put my team up on him while I was standing right next to him. But I didn't feel like I could communicate with him because I thought the nigga was all the way deaf. So I ain't know how to say, hey, man, I see you. I went on your site. I like what you're going on. But, you know, I didn't know if I could communicate
with him. Well, he'll read your lips.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know, dog. You know what I'm saying? You just weird. Nigga talking sign language. I don't have no, I don't know no words in sign.
Right.
So so we ended up getting him on the show. But I say all that to say is that these niggas got their own world. You know what I'm saying? I was watching, I don't know why all this hearing shit came up on my algorithm today, and then here you are talking about it. But there was another video on Instagram. Oh, it was Lil Duval posted this damn video of some deaf people. You know how rappers, like drill rappers and shit, get on IG Live and be going off on, nigga, pull up. You know what I'm saying? I got the chopper right here. Pull up on my side. They got my address.
Right.
It was some deaf people doing the same shit in Harlem.
Well, how were they doing it on Instagram? They were
signing at each other in silence, nigga. And then those niggas on the side just hyping the shit up that could speak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, tell them to pull up. Tell them to pull up. Like, what the fuck? Like, how does that even work?
Yeah.
Now they out here. They getting to it. They getting to it.
Shit. Get into it. Pull up on them.
Pull up on them. Pull up on. I could look at me. I'm trying to sign the shit. I'm saying, look at me, like we're staying a podcast.
You don't even know what pull up sign look like.
Nah, but I'm trying to. I'm creating my own. I'm creating my own in this moment. It look real erratic. I'm gesturing towards me. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like come here, but like in a very more like motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like I'm like I don't want to upset the deaf community.
Nah, shout out to Matt Maxey, you know what I'm saying? That was the guy who I was standing next to. But
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to do better with my personal interactions and shit.
Well, if a deaf man could do it, well, let me still. What you mean you got to do better?
I got to do better because, you know, sometimes you'll forego it. It's just like, you know, all right, I look nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of even trying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was with Kenny Burns the other day.
Okay.
And you know, he was just
lifestyle specialist.
Lifestyle specialist.
Right? Engineer. Okay.
And he was just telling me, you know what I'm saying, how like, you know, when he see somebody that he a fan of, he go ahead and fan out, let him know, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And I was like, "Damn. That's very hard for a nigga like me." So I had to make a, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a personal, you know, like, yo, I don't really be doing that. You know what I'm saying? And I admire people that could do it, but it's like I grew up in a space. I grew up around very standoffish people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vague and, you know, elusive. Uh-huh.
Right, right.
So you get here, man, I'll be there, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying, a few minutes, you know, where you at? Right. Down the street, round the corner. You know what I'm saying? Don't never answer nothing, those type people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Miami people real weird like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why you don't, that's why I don't be a whole lot of Miami superstars, because niggas don't be trying to, you know what I mean, mix it up like that. You know, Ross is an anomaly. You know what I mean? Flo Rida is an anomaly. Other niggas,
Luke,
he did it because he was standoffish and elusive, but he came with the girls. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, good. That was a good way. You know they spoke for him.
Yeah, but you see, you know what I mean? It's hard for him to fight for his legacy because, you know, people don't all the way give it up to him because he was fighting niggas in the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, you know, you come up under that. You never really seen a template or a format to be, you know, in that way of like, oh, yeah, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit get you robbed.
Nah, shit, New Yorkers are like that, too. Niggas would be right next to each other and act like they, you know, they don't know each other at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, y'all are the same, you know, but it's one of those things. I do think it generationally has changed and, like, and it ripples back into older generations. I do feel like there is, you know, like even with this whole, you know, the refrain, give niggas they flowers. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do think that, you know, like niggas be stressing it. They look, I'm about flowers now because, you know, I was going to act like I ain't know you before. It's all about, you know, it's ego. It's the ego protection program. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to nigga just shitting on you, you know what I'm saying? Especially because you can't. It, I think it's even worse to halfway compliment a motherfucker. It's either you gotta go all in or don't say shit. You can't do a half. What's up?
Hey, did I tell you about the time I complimented Peter Chappelle? Thomas?
Oh no! What happened?
Ah, nigga.
Oh, he. He an old school nigga too.
Yeah, he an old school gangster nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I got one for you too. Go ahead. You do that. I got one for you too.
So I was in Vegas. And so I'm in the airport about to leave to go back to the A. And Peter Thomas sitting at the bar. And then, you know what I'm saying? And I was about to go to that bar, but then when I went to sit down, a bunch of niggas kind of grabbed up all the seats, and then he kind of sat in another seat right next to them. So I just, you know what I'm saying, just didn't go over there. But then I was like, damn, that's Peter Thomas. And then I thought to myself, like, damn, that nigga a legend around where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? In a low-key way, not in a major, like niggas don't really associate him with Miami nightlife and shit. But the nigga had a club called Manhattan's in Miami because he was a New Yorker. When he came down, he opened the club. It was a little, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't in the Northwest, so it was kind of in down South. So it was kind of like, you know, like all the main niggas didn't go down there, but some niggas ventured out and was like, you know what, I'm going down there and check that shit out. And then you get a little mix of different chicks and, you know what I'm saying, it was different. So, but it wasn't like prime, it wasn't in prime time Black Miami. So, so you know, we'll go down there and then again, you get mixed. You talk to some chicks, they from Richmond Heights, and you know, man, you'll be off in some different environments. And it's a whole different flavor. And so I see the nigga, I'm like, shit, when the seat opened up right next to him. So I went over there and sat down. Ordered a drink, you know what I'm saying?
How close was the seats?
I mean, it's at the airport bar close, nigga. You right next to a nigga. So I look at the nigga as soon as I sit down, like, yo, nigga, I say, yo, you a legend where I'm from. And the nigga, you know, he hit me with the standoff. He's like, nigga, what? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Nigga, look, nigga was like, nigga, what? He ain't say those words, but that's how his face looked.
Yeah, man.
You know, nigga, give you the whole up and down 1-2-1-2. Nigga, nigga want to reach back for his weapon, but we in the airport.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
He know he kind of vulnerable right now, But
right.
So I saw his confusion and mm-hmm. and that he wasn't really accepting my messaging, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's difficult, you know. You know, I mean, I don't know what I look like to other people, but I must not look friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I don't know. Right. I don't know. Because people, you know what I'm saying? I be rubbing people the wrong way, I guess. Spike, you know what I'm saying? So,
right. Oh, you know, shit. That's
so funny. So I was like, yeah, man, you're a legend where I'm from. And then again, he gave me the whole up and down, like, nigga, what? And I was like, nah, man. Yeah, I'm from Miami. You had a club called Manhattan's. Then you had Fifth Street. Then he was like, oh, Buckshot, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So it ended well. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That first moment was kind of, you know, tricky. But right. luckily, right. I had enough. I had enough to kind of ease him, ease his nerves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it still didn't come off how I would have liked it to come off because, you know what I'm saying? I was in a vulnerable space. He was invulnerable because he didn't have his weapon or whatever to defend himself. And I was vulnerable because I'm out here, put myself out here in the middle of the Vegas airport like nigga, you know what I'm saying? Giving a nigga a compliment, his flowers
and
shit.
Let me ask you this. I got a few questions.
So you was at the airport bar. Do you have any drinks? How many drinks you had at that point?
Nah, that was my first drink because I was just trying to sit down, but it was crowded. So I only had that one drink. Okay. I was sober.
In you or you were still work? Oh, no, still sober.
I hadn't even got my drink yet when I did this.
Okay.
I was sober dope.
Okay. All right, cool. Oh, that's good. Because I think motherfuckers be more apt to give a motherfucker they props when they're a little saucy. You know what I'm saying? Because then the inhibitions go away. They be like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I told you the Jay-Z shit long time ago. I ain't gonna get into that, but I'll give you one. This similar situation. It's something about the airport, too, because the airport is where you be bumping into motherfuckers. That's one of them places, like the bank. That's even better than that. Like, you'll be bumping into, oh, shit, that's such and such. So, oh, man, I can't believe I'm about to tell us this. I'm walking on the flight. I don't even know where the fuck I'm going to do some show somewhere. I'm walking on the flight. And I think the nigga was in first class. He might not even be looking at me shitting on the nigga. trying to win back my own shit. Trying to win my own pride. I'm walking on the airplane, you know, going to my seat somewhere in the back or whatever, you know. And I see the nigga John Starks sitting on the aisle, chilling. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get a nigga props. You know what I'm saying? I want to get a nigga props. I ain't even know. I want to get a nigga props. Man, I hate even recounting this story, my nigga. I'm a grown-ass man. I said, yo, man, yo. I said some shit. I ain't even said a nigga's name. I said, yo, man. I said, I had your poster on my wall as a kid.
hey, you still vulnerable, like, nigga. You ain't even.
Nigga, I hate telling this story, my nigga. I hate telling this story to this day, nigga. It's terrible. Because the thing was, I don't think the nigga fully heard me. Anybody saw me talking to him. But I had a moment.
You was choked up. I wasn't even choked.
Yeah, I was stammering a little bit. Not nasty stammering. I just ain't no. You know how you want to say something, but you ain't even got your whole shit together, so you coming off the head. And I was like, yo. And the nigga, he was kind of, huh? What you say? Something like that, but it wasn't. I ain't had a moment like what you had with Peter where you could kind of, you know, collect yourself and, like, say what you said again. Nigga, I'm on the motherfucking, on that one line that go to the back, so we got to keep it moving. So I just had to keep it moving. I was like, you know, never mind, some shit like that. Nigga, when I tell you I wanted to jump off that plane, my nigga, because, you know, when you're on a plane, you ain't got nothing but your thoughts. You just sitting there with your thoughts. So I'm replaying this shit. I'm like, nigga, what is wrong with you, nigga? You know what I mean? Because it ain't even the worst shit. I mean, it sound crazy. I'm a grown-ass man. So I'm like, yo, nigga, I had a poster on my wall. Oh, I can't believe I said that shit, nigga. Because I was checking, yo, I could have just said, oh, John Starks, my nigga, New York Knicks. You know what I mean? Peace. You know what I mean? Some shit. But I literally had the dunk poster when he banged on Bulls and shit. I felt like that was a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You, you had your more, shit together. You would have been able to get it out a little better. You know
if I'd have, my delivery was off because my there it go. It wasn't halfway props. It was full on props, but it was still, I was unsure in my what I was saying. My messaging was a little, so.
You'd be kind of unsure of if you even should say it.
Man, dog. Yeah, so. You know, and I think, you know, so, and the thing is, it only take one time to get played when you like, all right, well, fuck everybody. Fuck this whole world. These nobody. I'm a fan of no one. Fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I get it. I get it, my nigga. I get it.
I don't even think I told this story, and I'm not going to say the person name. Cause okay. I didn't want to say the person name.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We was out here working, man. We was out here working. And again, I don't know what it is about me or my approach that I don't really draw. Like, niggas who, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a certain kind of person that, is, you know what I'm saying, strike up a conversation with me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very particular, and it's easy, you know what I'm saying, in that space. But then it's these mid-ground spaces that I don't know. I don't know what I do. I don't know why sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I'm off-putting to some type of niggas, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got my own theory, but I won't, you know what I'm saying, I won't impose my theory on, you know what I'm saying, these scenarios. But anyway, so we at the spot, you know what I'm saying? It's an event, it's a red carpet scenario. And we're out here, you know, getting interviews, you know what I'm saying? Got my talent on the carpet. We doing these interviews. And then an artist that I fuck with comes through, you know what I'm saying? You know, and we've talked to a few niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? Migos came through, Gucci came through, and they know they politely declined. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm chilling tonight. You know what I'm saying? I ain't, you know. So this one particular artist come through. Yo, you got a few words, da-da-da-da-da, boom, boom, boom. And, you know, the niggas, you know, they look you up and down. You know, I'm sharp. I got my, you know what I'm saying? Got my, I think my shades throw them off a little bit. They wasn't, they not shades. They my looking glasses, but they got a little tint at the top. You know what I'm saying? But it don't look like a nigga. But it don't look like a nigga at work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, niggas look you up and down and then decide what they gonna do. You know? So, so you know, stepped out there, asked the nigga, you wanna, you know, get to a few words, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the nigga kind of declined politely at first. But then his homie was, you know, kept on, you know, throwing out just these little one-liners and shit. Nah, you know what I'm saying? And then... then the nigga said, keep God in your life, right? Because I was like, you know, you got any words for the team? And then he's like, nah, keep God in your life. So then they had them walk past probably like 10 feet past by the head into the venue. And then the artist that I, you know what I'm saying, that I, you know, I like the nigga. Like, yeah, this nigga cool.
Like, I take it.
So the nigga repeated what his friend said. But I didn't, you know, nigga was like, keep God in your life, fuck nigga. I'm like, fuck nigga? Wait a minute now. Hold the fuck up now. Ain't no goddamn fuck nigga, that's for sure. You know, where I'm fuck niggas fighting words where I'm from. Fuck nigga. What the fuck you mean, fuck nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Hell yeah.
So me and Muhammad got that shooting. He was like, did the nigga call us a fuck nigga? I was like, yeah, the nigga called us a fuck nigga.
So
the talent, you know, she young. You know what I'm saying? She trying to calm the situation down. Because it wasn't like we was going to do nothing to him. Nigga got security. Right, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we just felt disrespected. And then so she was like, nah, that's some shit they be saying on the internet, blah, blah, blah. I was like, man, I don't give a fuck what the internet talk about. Nigga called me a fuck nigga.
Right.
So when I got home, I looked the shit up.
And
then I think it's like a Justin LaBoy shit. No, is it Justin?
Drewski.
Drewski shit. Yeah, I be getting them niggas confused. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a Drewski line. Keep God in your life, fuck nigga. I don't give a fuck though, cause the shit sound disrespectful and it's fuck, right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Again. Mm-hmm. Fuck nigga came from Miami. That's a Miami term. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So and you from a different generation too.
And like, it came from a generation when you said fuck nigga, you was ready for whatever after that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You go fuck nigga. Oh shit, mm-hmm. nigga, that you got to fight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Middle school, nigga call you fuck. You got to go ahead. You got to get suspended. You got to take it all away. You know what I'm saying? Shit. This little nigga called me a fuck nigga.
Yeah, man.
How you feeling after all of that now? After some time has passed and you researched, you've seen maybe it's a cultural thing, generational thing. Where does your...
Definitely generational. Definitely don't give a fuck about that shit. Still feel some type of way about the little nigga.
Okay, I was about to say, that's what I want to know. That it matters,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga don't know me, you know what I'm saying? I don't know him. But God, they need to call me a fuck nigga.
Now, when you hear this person's work, what's your appreciation level at on a scale of 1 to 10? Where was it before? Where is it now?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I still appreciate the nigga work. You know what I'm saying? But it's just now when I hear it, it just be like, this nigga still be riding and shit. But, you know what I'm saying? This shit got a disclaimer on the shit now.
Yeah.
This nigga still the same artist, still getting it in. But,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Still a cool little nigga to this generation and shit. But the nigga disrespected the OG and I ain't like the shit.
But the nigga probably wasn't even trying to.
He was just doing his little, you know what I'm saying, TikTok-y ass shit. You know what I mean?
Hilarious. TikTok-y.
TikTok-y ass shit. You know
That's hilarious. Yeah, man. Nah, I get it. That's funny, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, getting the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
Yeah, you got to. You know what I'm saying? This generation is a little different. You know what I'm saying? We had a kid on the show. We was, you know, talking to the people about, you know, Ruby Rose and saying that, you know, she don't give a fuck if her white friends say nigga around her. You know what I'm saying? So we did a little piece on it. And, you know, these young people don't give a fuck, man. This nigga like, you know, I'm from New York, People say that shit all the time, you know what I'm saying? Y'all on some old plantation shit, you know what I mean? Y'all need to just get over it. I'm like, damn, that's where we at with it now.
I don't like they put New York in that.
You know, he definitely said in New York, you know what I'm saying? Everybody get to say nigga in New York.
Everybody.
That's how he felt, you know what I'm saying? Y'all nigga shit, I guess. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I be seeing that. It's tough. It's tough. I don't know, man. That's crazy. That is the generational thing. That shit make me feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? There's certain shit culturally, like, you know, Latinos, there's like this, or as we call them, Spanish people, there's this, you know what I'm saying? There's a bit of an understanding. Like, you'll see that. That's some, at least my generation, that seems like some grandfather shit. Cause I just saw some shit on Twitter. I thought it was funny, but it was wild provocative, but it was what it was. Cause there's always, especially, and I had a conversation with a friend of mine about this. Cause this I think is some New York shit on as far as Latinos go. You know what I'm saying? Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, you know what I mean? Particularly, like, you know, whatever. They grow up around, you know what I mean, black people or whatever, and they, you know, culturally, you know what I'm saying? Like, they could get in, they could, you'll hear them say nigga, you know what I'm saying? You know, little bit, whatever. You might not bat an eye, you know what I'm saying? So, but I also see people who call that into question, you know, because, like, regionally, that shit ain't the same grace, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go to the West Coast, Mexicans and blacks, there's a thing. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, it might not be the same, you know, goodwill or same understanding or same shared community or whatever. So, like, I'll see people from different areas of the country oftentimes say, Yo, how come Fat Joe get to say nigga, right? So this was a little while ago, and Fat Joe quote tweeted that shit. It was like, because I'm that nigga. I was like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? Like, all right, well, niggas is like kind of, you know, they niggas, obviously, Joe is who he is, whatever, whatever. And but it was just like, God damn, you know, all right, well, shit, you know. You said the whole shit with your chest. Niggas was let, you know, what it was going to be what it's going to be. But it was like, that nigga owned it. You know what I'm saying? That was one. All right. But that's, niggas could understand it. We see that shit. He's, you know, whatever. But at the same time, I remember one time, like, if I hear white people say nigga, I don't fuck with it. I don't like that shit. Still fucks me. Even at concerts, sometimes, like, it just, I just, you know, at concerts, you can't monitor nobody. But like, when I see these little Rolling Loud videos or whatever, and the hook is nigga, 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 and 80% of the crowd is fucking white, and they like nigga, 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 nigga. You're just like, ah, I guess this is the this is what it got. You know, it's what it comes with. Yeah, you know, I remember being in a sneaker store. I heard an Indian kid say nigga to like another Indian kid, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? I definitely, like, on some civil rights shit, I definitely in that moment felt like Morgan Freeman. Like, I felt wild, old, and just like, oh my God, like taken aback. You know what I'm saying? These are some young motherfuckers, and I just felt like, nigga, listen to me, I felt nigga, you hear this shit? But I just felt the way. It's a wild thing. It's kind of crazy, dog. I mean, you know, some people are a little bit more liberal or a lot more liberal with it than other people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what you gonna do? You know what I mean? What you gonna fight every nigga? You know what I'm saying? Fight everybody? What? Or you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. It's unfortunate. I don't like it all the time. I might say some shit, but and then it's sad because not only is the thought of, all right, I hope this shit don't turn into no crazy confrontation, but if it do, it do. But even in combination with that, not only am I worried about that, I'm also worried about looking like an old nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because that just dates you. That's like, just, you know, like we say, this like certain shit where you hear certain rapper, you hear that nigga cadence and you know, oh, that nigga's a circa 94 nigga or a circa 88 type nigga. When you get enraged about young kids, you know what I mean, that are not black using the word nigga, you definitely look like an older motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a pair of clean Air Force Ones, you look like you at least 35 years old, because these young motherfuckers have no regard for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's... anyway, man, that's a whole nother thing. But, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. then you're looking at that like it's... Yeah, I don't know, but I'm rambling again. But, you're like, what's more offensive, being called a nigga or being called old? Obviously, being called a nigga is worse, but old nigga, old ass nigga, get your old ass out of here, nigga. Oh, hell no. Speaking of that, though, or some other shit, we jump back, but on some old nigga shit. There was a white guy, I think this was in Chicago, on the train, and some young white kid was calling this old black nigga. He's an old black dude. He was probably at least 65, maybe 70. He looked old. And like, what are these old motherfuckers that you just feel like is, they out of play? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fuck with that, man. Let him, you know what I mean? That's a grown ass man. Respect that man. Don't include him in the foolishness. But I guess this kid was bugged out or whatever, something. So he started antagonizing them. Nigga this, nigga that. When I tell you, this old ass man hopped up out that seat and put the motherfucking beats on this nigga, beat this nigga all the way down like a youthful ass whipping. Bing, bing, like I was on top of this nigga, killing him. Pop, pop, pop. I mean, like, tearing this motherfucker up. Like, oh, it was crazy. And then, like, you know, damn, they stomped him a little bit and then walked right back to his chair and sat down. That nigga was, like, he got thrown off the bus. He was bloodied up. The cop, the little security cop, you know what I mean? He ain't really want to fuck with the older cat. He kept the other dude off the, like, it was crazy, man. You got to see that shit, man.
Yeah, send me that link. Get some old man inspiration.
That oh, yo, yeah, nah, that nigga right now, off the strength of that, he could teach a class. You know what I'm saying? He could have his own little, he could definitely go to the little 55 and up little center and have a little self-defense class going on. Just because you old, you ain't out the game. I mean, nah, he could definitely if you got that little Dusko nigga from Chicago. Oh shit, man! But anyway,
what else is cracking with you?
That's it, man. Right. Shit.
That's it. All right, bet. That's what's up. We get up out of here before we go. I just want to say rest in peace to Teddy Ray. He's a comedian who passed away just recently. Real funny dude. I never got to meet him. He was another younger cat on the West Coast. but I liked his work. Real funny shit. You see, he did a lot of shit with All Def Digital. I think I almost brought this up as when we were talking about how, you know, how your I Love You Black Man kind of, you know, went viral and everybody was saying it, right? So he had this one clip. I'm sure you've heard this shit where you'd be like, look at you out here double cheeked up on a Thursday. You ever heard that shit? Talk about That's his shit. Oh, okay. But the funny shit, and I meant to say it when we talk about that, because the funny shit is sometimes things are taken out of context. When you see the full clip, he talking about a dude. Like he was like having a he was like, I don't know if he was supposed to be like in therapy or something like that. He was like, yeah, man, I just see some yoga pants. And I'm like, oh, shit, look at you all double-cheeked up on a Thursday. And motherfucker turned around. I said, oh, shit, this is my nigga T. T, nigga, what is you? Like, you know what I mean? Some old wild shit. But he was just a funny dude. Like, real naturally, organically funny. You know what I'm saying? Real, seemed like a real cool personality. I really enjoyed his work, and he was super young, but he was, you know, he made a name for himself in the short time that he was in the game. And you know, it's unfortunate, man. It's the second very young black comedian in the past within like a month.
Damn.
So yeah, I just wanted to give a rest in peace shout to that man. And yeah, thanks, Dad. Yeah, it is. So, till next week, let's tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in a conversation. We out.